Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday evening, August 22nd, and the weekend. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, what to do if your Social Security number is compromised and a new way to track Social Security benefits. It seems like every day we are hearing about another data breach. Luckily, none of the recent ones involved the theft of Social Security numbers. But MarketWatch reporter Priya Anand says you need to be on guard if your Social Security number is compromised, because this is the password to a large portion of your life.
That's what you use when you need to take out a loan, access your financial records, get employment, Social Security benefits. So there's a lot at stake here. And unlike a normal password, you can't change your social.
If your Social Security number is compromised, the first thing that is often recommended is that you sign up for an identity theft protection service. But before you spend the money, make sure you know what they do and don't do.
It really varies depending on the service, so make sure you know what's included, and especially whether or not any resolution help is included, right? If they'll connect you with a counselor who can walk you through what to do if you do spot unauthorized activity on your account.
You can also request a 90-day fraud alert from one of the three major credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, or TransUnion. This lets creditors know that they have to take an extra step to verify any attempts to open new accounts, increase credit limits, or obtain new cards. One of the bureaus will notify the other two, so there's no need to contact all three. You can also place a freeze on your account, meaning the credit bureaus won't give out any information about you without your permission. The extra step can be annoying when applying for a new loan, but better safe than sorry. Lastly, contact the Social Security Administration about the theft, even if you're not yet collecting benefits. Speaking of Social Security, the administration is out with a new online service, My Social Security, that will let you keep track of your earnings and verify them every year, get an estimate on future benefits if you are still working, and more. Mark Hinkle, Deputy Press Officer for the Social Security Administration, says anybody 18 and older can sign up for a My Social Security account.
They can go online to socialsecurity.gov/myaccount. It takes just a few minutes to set up one of the online accounts. It's free, it's quick, it's easy.
And the site really does have benefits for Americans of all ages.
It's for people who are still working. It's for people who are getting benefits. Just a great, easy way to get access to their personal information, to make sure that everything's accurate, and to give any updates to Social Security that they need to take care of.
And with all the concerns about data breaches, Hinkle says the system is designed to keep your personal data away from cyber criminals.
Once they've gone through the verification process, then they can access their information at any time they want, but they do have to go through a verification process that makes it very secure.
Once again, the website to sign up is ssa.gov/myaccount. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.